Coming up on a go for auto sequence start. And we have a go for auto sequence start. Endeavour's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 15. 12.
10 seconds.
10. 9. 8. 7. We have a go for main engine start. 5. 3. 2. 1. We have boost to ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, extending our reach while expanding our research in space.
Houston now controlling the flight of Endeavour.
Roll program.
Three new residents headed for the International Space Station. Endeavour completing its roll, 51.6 degrees inclined to the equator. The shuttle heads down wings level for the 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 37 seconds into the flight, three liquid fuel main engines now throttling back in a three-step fashion to 72% of rated performance. That will reduce the stress on the shuttle as it breaks through the sound barrier.
Endeavour Houston, go at throttle up.
Go at throttle up.
Throttle up call acknowledged by Commander Ken Cockrell aboard Endeavour. He's joined on the flight deck by Pilot Paul Lockhart, Flight Engineer Franklin Chang Diaz, and Mission Specialist Philippe Perrin. The new Expedition 5 crew, Commander Valerie Korzun, and Flight Engineers Peggy Whitson and Sergei Treschov, seated down on the mid-deck. Endeavour already 11.5 miles in altitude, 8 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center. Three good main engines, three good fuel cells, three good auxiliary power units. One minute, 40 seconds into the flight, about 25 seconds away from solid rocket booster separation. Endeavour traveling almost 2,400 miles an hour. Standing by for solid rocket booster separation. Booster officer confirms a good solid rocket booster separation. Guidance now converging. The onboard computers commanding the main engine nozzles to gently swivel, aiming the shuttle for a precise keyhole in space for main engine cutoff. Endeavour 34 miles in altitude, 41 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, beginning to pick up speed.